How's everybody doing this morning? I make sure all the technology's turned on. Sometimes I forget. Y'all won't be able to hear me. I won't be able to move the slides. I gotta make sure everything's in place. Won't it be wonderful one day to get home? We just can't wait, can we? For all your visitors, which y'all have been told before, I am not the regular preacher. You may figure that out here shortly. But this morning, I was teaching the Sunday school class, and I told them I gave them a little prep for this morning's sermon. So if you missed the Sunday school, you missed a little bit of prep, and they're a little ahead of the game on you, because this morning we talked about God's calling. Now we'll tell you how to get home. We're going to talk about this morning. How are we going to get home as Christians? Let me tell you, I was telling this class this morning, you know we live in a terrible, terrible world, a dark world. It's not good times right now. This past week can identify of how things are going. Now I can tell you as Christians, we are not going to have easy times in the years to come. And you being a Christian, you're going to be targeted for being a Christian. People are going to persecute you for being a Christian in the days to come. I was sitting in class on Wednesday morning, and we were going over in class. We had a gentleman who was part of the FBI who came down and taught us on active shooters, how to prepare for them because they say it's coming. And we spent 8 hours in that class talking about this thing. But let me tell you one of the things he told us that was coming. On Wednesday, he told us it was coming. He was telling different forms of attack that they know that they're preparing for. They're taught low-tech attacks with knives and not only using guns anymore. But the one he described on us, he said they've been working since 2010 on this type of attack. He said it's been put out since 2010, and they say it's coming any time. They say they use large vehicles at a high rate of speed to drive through a crowd of people. They'll give you the most impact. I worked Wednesday and Thursday. Could you believe how shocked I was on Thursday night to see that a very attack was taking place? This is a terrible world. So how as Christians do we get through it? How do we get home? You know, in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, it tells us this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. I'm telling you, it's so hard to understand where we at in life as Christians that we look around the world us today. It's a struggle to think about this world and us being a Christian and being a part of it, how difficult it is. But God has a plan for us. He tells us, I love how He tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on our own understanding. Because we're here for a purpose. We're going to talk about this morning, the purpose that we're here for, and how to get through this world. And I love the song we sang this morning. All the singers get home. Can't wait for that day, can we? Yeah, a lot of y'all know me. I'm a firefighter. Y'all know I'm on a technical rescue team. You know that I do search and rescue, and you know that I do these things. So I want us to relate this type of thing this morning. You see up there a young man with a backpack, and you see a compass, and you see a map. When I told Russ I was preparing this sermon, he said, man, it's taking me in all kinds of different directions. I can do a whole lesson on what's in the back of that gentleman's backpack. How to be prepared for this world. But today I want to show you how to get through this world. It's called life. You see that compass up there? I talked to the men's class a couple months ago about Jesus Christ being the true north. What I want to do is expand on that this morning. I want you to focus on the compass of life that guides you through life, looking at Jesus Christ and His cross as your true north, lining up with that. But there's more I want to tell you about. But we also need to look at other parts of it. before we go on, I want to give you a little some history here, so teach you a little class on the compass. The true north is directed towards the geographical North Pole. This point of the globe is exactly 90 degrees north of the equator. The magnetic North Pole, which is predicted to be located at 82.7 degrees north latitude and 114.4 degrees west longitude, is just north of Canada. The magnetic north is where the compass actually points to. So you must adjust your compass accordingly. In other words, a magnetic north goes off a magnetic, so it doesn't point to the true north. It gives you a direction to go to, but it does not point directly to the true north. The true north is the geographical location off the equator. I want you to picture in your head that Jesus Christ and that cross is our true north. In our minds, we know we have that magnetic point that we go through, how we're supposed to live through life, our compass in life. If our compass is right, we're pointing in the right direction. But Christ Jesus is our true north. Let me tell you how it works. If Jesus Christ is our true north, then we've got to have a map with the compass to work. We've got to focus on Jesus Christ as the cross, but we've got to have our map. What is our map? It's the Word of God. And I tell you how we do it. When we do search and rescue, I've been involved in two rescues. One in a Hanover, an autistic child that got lost, and one in a girl got lost in Petersburg. Luckily, we found both of the individuals. Yeah. But when we do a search, we line up in a straight line. We've already got our map straight, so we take our compass and find out where we want to search. We line up. We use that compass to line up with that map. And we line up and we go straight and we look for an individual that's lost. But let me tell you what will happen if I don't focus on what I'm supposed to. If I'm in the center and I'm lining up my true north, where I want to go, how I want to search, and I line it up with that map so I know, I fix my eyes on a point down the way. I fix my eyes on a point so that I can stay straight in the way I need to go. So when I fix my eyes on a point, we start walking and we search. But what happens if I get distracted? I'm looking and I'm looking different directions. I kind of get off track, don't I? So you've got to focus on that point. You've got to focus on that point in life. And that's our point for us, is Christ Jesus on that cross. And our map that we have to study is God's Word. Let me give you an example of what we do once a year. As we do a search and rescue training once a year. We do it at the Battlefield Park. Of course, we don't do it during the day. We do it at night. So I get these guys together, and they get off in groups. And I give them one point to go to. I said, here's your map. Here's your compass. Follow the directions. You line up your points, you'll get right where you need to go. You'll find the point that I want you to locate. Every time. And I'm with the group to help make sure it goes okay. I'm with the group. Every time we've done this training for years, you've got groups that pass each other. Some going like this, and some going over here. And you go, how in the world are they doing that when I give them one point, one location to find? Because they don't know their map, and they're not using their compass. So they get off track. So we got to know our map. We're not going to get through this life without following our map. And we're not going to get through this life and we're not using our compass and focus on Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ and on that cross. I'm going to tell you why here more in just a minute. You know, in Psalms, it tells us 119, a lot of us know this, 119 verse 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We just talked about how this is a dark world, how things are not going very well in this world, and it's not getting no better. So we're in a dark, dark world. And if we don't study our Word and study the Bible like we should, we're going to get lost because it lights our path. It shows us the way. So we need to be in our Word as much as possible because it shows us which way we need to go. We need to study daily. We need to be a part of this every opportunity we get to come together. We need this. You know, John 14, verse 6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. If we want to go home, the only way we're going to go home is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way possible to get home. So if we don't focus on our compass as well as Christ Jesus died on that cross, we're not going to get home. Because the only way to home is through Jesus Christ. We need to realize that. We need to focus on that on our everyday life. It's not hard to get lost in here because we were brothers and sisters, and if we start to get off track, it's not hard at all. It's how we, what we do and how we act once we walk out through these doors. That's the dark world that we need to get through. Those who are the ones who are going to be persecuting us and giving us a hard time for being a Christian and trying to pull us away. That's when the devil's going to work hard on us, when we get away from our brothers and sisters in Christ. We need this for the encouragement and for the studies. And as we talked about in class this morning, the strength, those who were in class, as we hook up together. Somebody can knock me down really easily if I'm just standing up here by myself. But if we're locked together, brothers and sisters, united, and we stand strong together, nobody's going to be able to knock me down. I may even push me back a little bit and hurt a little bit, but nobody will be able to knock me down. We need this. In Psalms 25, verses 4 through 5, I want you to listen to this. In class, you remember, these are one of these points I was talking about to key up on. Show me your way, Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long. Show me your path. Whose path? God's path. That's something we need to realize when we walk out this door, that we are still on God's path. But we so often get part of going into our everyday lives and become a part of our path. Once we leave this building, we kind of go do our own thing, kind of get busy in our lives, kind of got to go here, got to go there. And God kind of is just an event that happens on Sunday, maybe Wednesday night. Because we're so busy in life that we kind of forget that we're on God's path, not our path. The only way we know which path is right and which path is wrong is by what? The map. God's Word. And how do we know that we're going in the right direction? Is keeping that compass focused on what?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. And that cross. We've got to stay focused on those things. And I like this last part. For you are our God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Because if he didn't die on that cross and he didn't rise again, we have no hope. But he did die, and he did rise again, and overcame death. So we have a hope that nobody else has out there. You know, something else that we have, and we were talking about this in class a little bit, I gave you a little hint because we talked about this a little bit. You know what Isaiah 30, verse 21 tells us this. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, let your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. You know, as Christians, if we're focused on God's plan, we're focused on God's purpose. Whose purpose? God's purpose. Not our purpose in life. If we're focused on those things, and we're focusing and getting our compass lined up with Christ, we come to those roads in life and we go, whoa, which way do I go? If you truly focus on the map and truly focus on Christ, the Holy Spirit will tell you to right or left because you're focused on the truth. That's something as a rescuer I don't have. When I come to a crossroads and a path and which way do I want to search, I don't have the Holy Spirit telling me which way to go. But as Christians, you do. If you focus on Christ and you focus on His Word and you focus on His path and His purpose, don't worry about those things. I was there this week. I was going to address an issue and I didn't know how to handle it. And I had some very good friends who were telling me, be careful. Do you really want to do that? And I said, I think it's the right thing to do. I just think it's the right thing to do. And I did that and it worked out. It worked out. We have the Holy Spirit that's a part of our lives. Do y'all realize that? Mm-hmm. To help guide you through life when you focus. He'll tell you which way to turn right or turn left when it's really hard, as long as you're focused. But let me tell you, if you get focused on life and those storms, the Red Sea events and those storms and that thunder hit and you're so focused, what do I do? What do I do? What do you hear? You hear the storms. You hear the trials and tribulations of life because you're not focused on the cross. You're not studying the Word. And you get off track. It's easy to get off track. You got to stay focused on God's Word. You got to stay focused on that compass. Let's get to the heart of this lesson. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasure are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. We sing this song. We know this is the truth. That this world is not our home. But that takes us to the heart of this lesson. Let's take the last few minutes here. Let's really talk about this. Why are you passing through? There's a reason for you to be passing through this world. Because, you know, Romans 12:2 tells us we're not a part of this world. We like how it puts it in this. In it, not of it. Because that makes the difference. Are you in this world or are you of this world? That's going to be the big influence that affects if you're going to stay lost or not. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Think about this for a moment. Just because you're here and just because you wear the name of Jesus Christ doesn't mean that you can't get lost. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you can't get lost and that you're not struggling and that you're not off track. Because I've been there as a Christian. We've all been there. That's the honest truth. We've all been off track. So that us being a Christian isn't a safe protection for us. Because we're here for a reason. What is that reason? Let's really go in depth for a few minutes. Because I think I might be stepping on my toes and a few others before we're finished here. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 tells us this. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance. I like this part. I think I used it in men's classes. I love this part. He obeyed and went. He heard what God told him and he obeyed and went. Even though he did not know where he was going. Do we know what life holds for us tomorrow? We don't have a clue what tomorrow may bring. Even though he did not know where he's going, by faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in a tent just as Isaac and Jacob, who were the inheritors with them, of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with the foundation whom the architect and builder is God. I want you to think about something as we go to the I love that obeyed and went. That's what we need to be as Christians. We need to obey and go. Just like we were talking about in class this morning, the calling that we receive. We need to obey and go because we're here for a reason. Why do you go somewhere? Why do you go on vacation? Why do you go to maybe a different country? It's for a reason and a purpose. You don't just leave home for no reason at all. You go there to visit. You go there to see something. You go there to do something. So why are you going through this life we call Earth? Let me tell you, we are strangers in this land. We should stick out like sore thumbs. When you go to a foreign land, they know you're not from that area, don't they? You don't dress the same, you don't talk the same, you know, nothing about you is the same. That's the way we should be as Christians. But why? Because we're missionaries, guys. We're coming through this land and this earth because we're missionaries. We're here for a purpose and a reason. Whose purpose?
God.
That's right. God's purpose. We're here to, as a stranger in life. And we're here on a mission for God. So each and every day of our life should be for its purpose of what? God's purpose. Not just coming together on Sunday and Wednesday, Sunday morning. But our whole life should be that purpose. Look at this part. Kind of went over it. And I didn't highlight it because I didn't want you to see it really yet or take a note to it. But he lived in a tent. It wasn't a permanent dwelling. All right, now. How many of us are starting to build a foundation here on earth? How many of us are starting to settle in? How many of us don't look so much like foreigners anymore? That our everyday life, that we go out there and we get busy in our life just like everybody else. We go to work, we go to school, we go wherever we want to go, and we do our everyday life like we want to do. How much of us are slowly building that foundation here on earth? How many of us are slowly settling in on this life called earth? It's so easy to do, to leave out this building and get into our everyday life that we're a part of. But who should be building our foundation? Who should be our architect in life? Who should be building our home? God. So we have no parts of this earth. We're in it, not of it. We're not settling. We shouldn't be settling in our daily lives. We should be doing God's purpose. Boy. You know, I like him that he's building our foundation, and we shouldn't be a part of it anymore. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 and 15. I want us to listen, starting with verse 13 this morning. I want us to listen in closely on this. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. How can they hear the word if we don't take it to them? How can we don't take it to them unless we take the calling that we've been sent? Because if you think about it, brothers and sisters, if we in here don't take it to them, who is? They're not in here right now. They're not hearing the word that you're hearing. So if you're not out there preaching and teaching and living that life as the example of God, who's seeing it? What good is it? You know, if they're not seeing it from us, they're seeing it from somebody. Because they're getting stuff like this. All you got to do is believe. God loves everybody. God loves everybody. All you got to do is believe. Are they getting, oh, it ain't no big deal. It's no big deal at all. Just go on with your life. They're getting it from somebody. And they're not getting the truth. They'll tell you, God loves everybody. That's right. God does love everybody. He loved you so much that he made this ready available for you. Mm-hmm. The map, the way to go home. He put a compass in your hand and say, hey, you got moral values. You read this, you start focusing on Jesus Christ, I'll get you home. He loved you that much. But you got to follow the map. If you don't follow the map and you don't focus on Jesus Christ, you're not going home. The struggles that we have as Christians, we can be in the same way. So if we're not out there preaching, we're not out there teaching them, who is? Because they're not sitting here right now. So our everyday life should be focused on Christ's purpose. His life. Focus on His plan. His man. If we don't do it, who will? You know, I love the last part of that verse. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. It's up to y'all. It's up to me. If we start to get settled in life, we start building our foundation here on earth. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You ever seen on TV for when a hurricane comes or the storm will come, you hear a and then see the message go across the screen? You could be in another room and hear that oh, let me go see what's going on. Something bad is getting ready to happen. Something bad is getting ready to happen. This earth is coming to an end. There's a disaster of biblical proportion coming, brothers and sisters. And if you're of this world and not just in this world, you're going to be destroyed along with it. We need to realize we need to be prepared for that disaster of biblical proportion that's coming our way. As firefighters, I prepare every day to be ready for that fire. I prepare every day to be ready for that rescue. I prepare every day to be ready for those active shooter events that I may have to put my life on the line for. Same with the police officer. You are in the same boat. You need to be prepared every day for that life event that's coming. You need to be prepared to be able to do that rescue when that opportunity comes, that soul you meet. You need to be able to get yourself out of that situation, because that's what we train as well, to be able to survive that disaster. If you're not prepared for it daily, you're not going to be ready for it. We've got to be prepared. But let me tell you something else. One of the wonderful things about all of this is, you know, no matter how far I get off track, and I've done it many, many times through my life, no matter how far that I get off, Christ's cross is so large and so big that all we got to do is pull out His map, focus on the cross, and we're lined right back up. We can't get so far that we're eternally lost unless we choose not to focus on the map, to focus on God's compass and bring us back on track. So no matter where you're at in life, no matter what struggles you're facing, no matter whatever Red Sea event that you let overcome you and take your eyes off the cross of Jesus, no matter what sin you have done to take you off the cross of Christ Jesus, you can always return. It's always there. It's always that big and that huge that we can line back up with Christ if we know how to use our map. And we know how to focus on Christ Jesus. So no matter where you're at this morning, Christ is right there for you. Neither the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I'm going to ask Jerry to come up here shortly. Dale, if you'll go up to the back, is to take prayers. Because I strongly believe in the prayers of the elders achieve so much that they've done it in my life. So no matter where you're at in life this morning, as long as you understand you're here for a purpose and you need to get back on track, there's nothing stopping you pulling out that map and lining up that compass and getting you right back on the track where you need to be. So if there's anything you're doing this morning, why don't you come down and stand and sit.